Good morning. I'm Natalie with KQNK. Today is Wednesday, February 8th. Currently with fair skies, it is 23 degrees. The humidity is 86%. The wind speed is west at 7 miles per hour. The barometric pressure is 30.17. The dew point is 19 degrees, and the current wind chill is 15 degrees. It's 8:04 and time for Kansas News.
Kansas Information Network News. I'm Jen Austin. The 55th anniversary barbershop show is set for early spring. JP Bizette has more.
The Hayes High Plains Barbershop Chapter's 55th anniversary show, It's a Grand Night for Singing, will be presented April 15th at Beach Schmidt Performing Arts Center on the Fort Hays State Campus. There will be two shows, 2 and 7 p.m. The headline quartet for the anniversary show is the Barbershop Society's 2006 International Quartet Champion, Vocal Spectrum, from St. Charles, Missouri, a fan-favorite quartet.
Some residents of Goddard want to recall their mayor. Several people turned out Monday night at the city council meeting to ask Mayor Hunter Larkin to resign. Larkin replaced another mayor 2 weeks ago, and Goddard city administrator was also fired at that time. Since then, some residents have been working on starting the recall process. Goddard's a town of 5,000 people, and some leadership positions were elected with only a few hundred votes. Recall organizers say the goal is to get more people involved. This is Kansas Information Network News.
There's a part of our world that we pay little attention to. Here, an ant drags a seed five times its own size. A grasshopper devours a fresh leaf. And a bee sips from a drop of dew. And down here, toxic chemicals and carcinogens are leaching into our environment. They come from objects that we look past every day. Littered cigarette butts. Every one is a tiny, toxic waste site. And there are millions of them. Right where we live, work, and play. Let's stop the toxic litter. Learn more at RethinkButts.org. Brought to you by Legacy and Leave No Trace.
Good morning, I'm Natalie Hadley with your KQNK News. Brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, serving all of your chemical and fertilizer needs. Governor Kelly announced that her bills to provide affordable health care access for low-wage, hardworking Kansans were introduced on Tuesday in committees of the Kansas House and Kansas Senate. And by expanding Medicaid, Kansas taxpayers will have the access to health care services that they're already paying for through federal taxes. Governor Kelly said expanding Medicaid will not only provide health care to hundreds of thousands of hardworking Kansans, it will also boost our economy, strengthen rural communities, and bring hard-earned dollars back to our state. She said Kansas taxpayers have paid more than $6 billion for affordable health care coverage through federal taxes, but have yet to see a penny of that investment. And this program will be paid for with 90% of federal funding beginning January 1st of 2024. If Medicaid is expanded, Kansas could receive an additional $370 million in federal dollars over the next 2 years, sufficient to cover the state's share of expansion costs for up to 8 years. If the legislation is not passed in this year's budget, it could result in the loss of $70 million in state general funding savings for the next fiscal year. Fire season will be here before you know it, and despite extreme drought conditions in much of Kansas, some experts say that this year the danger may not be as bad compared to years past. However, they are warning that things could change in an instant. The Kansas Fire Service reports that the difference between this year's models and years past is recent moisture and the potential to warm up sooner. The Kansas Messenet Weather Data Library, along with other models, are optimistic, though Mark Neely, the state fire management officer for the Kansas Forest Service, said to take that with a grain of salt, because they've seen models in the past saying the same things. He said weather is a huge factor for wildfires, but people are also, as most fires are caused by our own actions, but there are some ways to be proactive. He said you clean your property as in its more resilient property, so make sure to remove dead vegetation and leaves away from your house and pay attention to the weather, because low humidity could cause conditions to be apt to having a big fire or a lasting fire. Kansas Attorney General Chris Kobach announced his intent to sue the Biden administration unless the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Services withdraws a rule that lists lesser prairie chickens as a threatened species. In 2019, conservationists filed a lawsuit against the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service for failing to protect lesser prairie chickens under the Endangered Species Act. Conservationists have petitioned to list the lesser prairie chicken as threatened for over 25 years, citing agricultural development as the primary culprit of habitat loss, according to the lawsuit. In November, the U.S. government announced protections for the lesser prairie chicken, a rare bird found in parts of the Midwest, including one of the country's most prolific oil and gas fields. Kobach sent the Biden administration the letter stating that listing the species as endangered will have a devastating impact on Kansas ranchers, Kansas oil producers, and Kansas wind farms. In his letter, Kobach argues that the Biden administration failed to adequately consider Kansas's pre-existing and ongoing conservation and mitigation measures, such as efforts by the Kansas Department of Wildlife and Parks and private landowners to establish a relationship and implement a range-wide conservation plan. Kobach said in a news release that the rule change would require Kansas ranchers to seek the federal government's permission to shift a cattle herd to a new field, and it also creates tougher restrictions for energy pipelines, roads, and other development, including oil drilling. The final rule on the protection of lesser prairie chickens is to take effect on March 27th, and if the rule is not withdrawn, Kobach said he will pursue litigation. The 2023 Kansas Birding Big Year Contest, hosted by the Kansas Department of Wildlife and Parks, is officially underway, and participation is simple. Record the number of unique bird species you see in Kansas from January 1st through December 31st of 2023, submit your findings, and you might end up a 2023 Kansas Birding Big Year winner. Participants of all skill levels are invited to compete in one of three age groups: youth, age 17 and younger, adult, age 18 to 64, or senior, age 65 and older, and the winners from each category will receive prizes to be awarded in January 2024. Participants must register online at ksoutdoors.com on or before April 1st to participate in the 2023 contest. Winners will be recognized and prizes awarded in mid-January of the following calendar year, and the award categories are youth, adult novice, adult intermediate, adult advanced, and senior. The 2022 Kansas Birding Big Year Contest wrapped up in December of 2022 with youth participant Franklin Miller claiming the title of Kansas's top birder after identifying 322 unique bird species in the state last year. For more on the Kansas Birding Big Year, you can visit ksoutdoors.com. In Nebraska news, the Nebraska Game and Parks Commission is taking steps toward the possibility of expanding a recreation area. The Nebraska Department of Transportation transferred 145 acres to the Nebraska Game and Parks Commission to be included as an addition to Mormon Island State Recreation Area. The park is located north of the Grand Island exit of Interstate 80, and Parks Division Administrator Jeff Fields said there are future plans for the property. Fields said if they ever decide to expand some of their RV camping and campgrounds, they would have the potential to do that on the western third of the property. He said there's also some access to fishing, wildlife viewing, and potentially down the road, some trail development in portions of the property. Fields said the property was part of some mitigation work that was done when they did the Locust Street interchange, and the land transfer between the agencies did not involve any money. It will take years for plans to be developed. However, in the meantime, they will provide access to it in the form of a trail. The Nebraska Department of Correctional Services said 54-year-old George Piper didn't return to the Community Correction Center Lincoln last Thursday. However, according to Nebraska officials, he turned himself in on Tuesday. Piper began his sentence back in 1997. He was sentenced to 35 to 52 years on charges that included first-degree sexual assault, second-degree assault, burglary, and escape. Piper had a tentative release date of November 19th, and he was scheduled for a parole hearing in August. Early on Monday morning, Lincoln police made an arrest in a string of truck thefts. Around 5 a.m., a 45-year-old man woke up to the sound of his Chevy Silverado starting at his home near Southwest 9th Street and West Denton Road, and police say the truck was then seen leaving his driveway. The man got into another vehicle and began following the thief until he lost the truck around 32nd Street and Pine Lake Road. Officers later saw the Silverado driving at a high speed behind another truck, a Ford F-150, that had been reported stolen in July. The man eventually returned to his home and called police after he saw the F-150 parked on the street. A person was then seen running away from the truck, and when officers arrived, they found a third stolen truck, a GMC Sierra, which was parked near the F-150. Officers tried to speak with the driver of the Sierra, but it drove off. Jesse Mora Tapia, 19, ran out from a nearby yard and jumped into the back of the truck, but once the truck accelerated, Mora Tapia fell off, and officers took him into custody. Officers searched Mora Tapia and found the keys to the stolen Silverado, and he was arrested on suspicion of theft by receiving, resisting arrest, obstructing a police officer, and criminal trespass. An investigation is ongoing, and anyone with information is asked to call Lincoln Police or Crime Stoppers at 402-475-3600. Police reported that all three stolen trucks have been left unlocked with the keys inside. I'll be back with more in just a moment.
Firebolt Ag is a full-service fertilizer and chemical retailer. They customize products for individual farmers' needs, with the primary focus being customer profitability. Let Josh and Jack help you get the most out of your farm ground. They also provide in-house marketing with Ron Wall of Flatwater Solutions. Visit Ron in Phillipsburg or call Josh at 785-854-8484 or Jack at 308-840-2819. Firebolt Ag, your leader in agriculture.
February is Teen Dating Violence Awareness Month, and it's dedicated to raising awareness about healthy and unhealthy relationships, common warning signs, and prevention efforts, as these preteen and teen years are the most crucial time for youth to begin learning the skills necessary to create and maintain healthy relationships. According to data from the CDC's 2019 Youth Risk Behavior Survey, about 1 in 12 high school students experience physical or sexual dating violence during the 12 months before the survey was administered. Teen dating violence is recognized as a prevalent public health issue affecting millions of adolescents around the world, which not only affects youth mentally, emotionally, and physically, but their long-term health could also be impacted. Teen dating violence can include four main types of unhealthy behavior, and they are physical violence, sexual violence, psychological aggression, and stalking. You can learn more about teen dating violence through Jana's Campaign by visiting janascampaign.org or by following them on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. According to the unofficial minutes of the Norton County Board of Commissioners meeting that was held on Monday, February 6th, Commissioner Garrett Beidler called the meeting of the Norton County Board of Commissioners to order at 9 a.m. in the commission room, and in attendance were Richard Thompson, Garrett Beidler, and Marvin Matchett. Rochelle, the Norton County Hospital, the CFO, spoke with the commission about insurance billing. Rochelle stated that beginning next week, a new program will be implemented which will help with several of the problems that they're now experiencing. New staff has been hired for self-pay accounts, and Rochelle also reported that a prior authorization clerk has been hired due to the insurance firms having so many variances in policies. A motion was made by Commissioner Matchett to go into executive session at 9:20 a.m. for a period of 20 minutes for non-elected personnel and to include Rob Lawson with the Road Department and County Clerk Robert Wyatt. The motion passed 3-0. After the executive session, the commission returned to regular session at 9:40 a.m. with no action taken. The commission spoke with Rob about employees and time clock procedure. Employees are required to clock in a few minutes prior to working, take at least a 30-minute lunch break, and to clock out. Rob then informed the commission that the Kansas Department of Health and Environment inspection and line test with the fuel system at the county shop has passed. The Kansas Department of Health and Environment will proceed with the license for the county. Terry Nelson spoke with the commission about Road E7, directly south of Calvert. With the closing of Highway E7, there will be the only access for Calvert Mines. Terry stated that they recently placed new fencing on the west side. However, they did a setback to allow for road construction. Dallas Goslin with the Norton City County Economic Development spoke with the commission on the Rural Kansas New Home Development. An impact spreadsheet was provided to the commission showing property taxes during construction, average property taxes after construction, Kansas sales tax prior and after, and state and personal property tax. Four concept site plans were submitted for review from Olson Engineering. The site plans gave a good idea of what's possible on the development site. A motion was made by Commissioner Matchett to approve the January 31st, 2023 minutes, with a second from Commissioner Thompson, and the motion passed. And with no other business, the meeting was adjourned until February 13th, 2023. Your menu today for Eisenhower Elementary School. For lunch, you'll be having roast beef, whipped potatoes, gravy, apple wedge, pepper strips, banana bread, and milk. For Norton Community High School and Junior High, your lunch today will be pepperoni pockets, fruit, and milk. And for Northern Valley Schools, your lunch today will be hamburger, bun, potatoes, vegetable, and fruit. You're scheduled today for Norton Community Schools at 2:23 p.m., the Junior High K Board meeting. At 2:22 p.m., the Blue Crew at the Norton Community High School. And at 5 p.m., the Norton Community High School Site Council. I'm Natalie Hadley. Your KQNK News was brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, farmers helping farmers to succeed. You can contact Firebolt Ag today to get the most out of your farmland. Your KQNK weather forecast is being brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, your Norton experts for all of your pest control needs. Your weather forecast for today should be sunny with a high near 50 and a southwest wind of 5 to 10 miles per hour. For tonight, there is a slight chance of snow showers after midnight, mixing with rain after 3 a.m. and increasing clouds with a low around 28. Should be blustery tonight with a west wind of 5 to 10 miles per hour, becoming northwest 15 to 25 miles per hour in the evening, and the winds could gust as high as 40 miles per hour. And the chance of precipitation tonight is 20%. On Thursday, there's a 30% chance of snow showers after noon. Otherwise, it'll be mostly cloudy with a high near 39 and windy, with a northwest wind of 25 to 30 miles per hour and gusts as high as 40 miles per hour, and new snow accumulation of less than a half inch is possible. On Thursday night, there's a 20% chance of snow showers before midnight, should be cloudy during the early evening, then gradually clearing with a low around 16 and blustery Thursday night with wind gusts as high as 40 miles per hour. I'll be back with the rest of your forecast in just a moment.
When you've got bugs, we know what a nuisance that can be.
Lock 'em out. From Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, Lock 'em Out is our very effective residential insect prevention program. We'll come to your place and treat your foundation plus all insect entryways. And while we're there, receive a free termite inspection. Call Mr. Rich Wenzel, our certified technician in Norton, at 785-202-0167. That's 202-0167.
Continuing with your weather forecast, on Friday should be sunny with a high near 42. On Saturday, sunny with a high near 55. On Sunday, mostly sunny with a high near 50. On Monday, mostly sunny with a high near 51. And on Tuesday, there's a 20% chance of rain, otherwise mostly sunny with a high near 49. Currently with fair skies, it is 23 degrees. The humidity is 86%. The wind speed is west at 7 miles per hour. The barometric pressure is 30.17. The dew point is 19 degrees, and the current wind chill is 15 degrees. Your weather was brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control here in Norton. You can call Hinkle Termite and Pest Control at 785-202-0167 for all of your pest control needs. It is 822.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the Lingo.
GOAT. G-O-A-T. Acronym. Stands for greatest of all time, as in spaghetti sandwiches for dinner. They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Your Kansas Sports Report is being brought to you by United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything they do for you.
United Northwest Federal Credit Union is hosting their 74th annual meeting Monday, March 6, 2023 at 6 p.m. in the St. Francis of Assisi Catholic Church Parish Hall. Please join us for a delicious meal and, of course, giveaways. Make your reservations by calling or stopping by at either branch office by February 27th. Reservations are $1. UNWFCU is federally insured by NCUA.
KIN Sports, I'm Fulton Caster. The Chiefs are going to have their handful coming up in Super Bowl 57 as the Eagles feature a very potent pass rush that led the league with 70 sacks as a team this year and have four individual players with over 10 sacks on this season. And Jordan Foote of Sports Illustrated joined WIBW Radio in Topeka. He discussed how the Chiefs' offensive line should match up with the Eagles' defensive line, and most notably how he feels the weakness of the Chiefs' offensive line might be their tackles trying to hold up against the speedy Eagles' pass rushers.
The tackles have not been great. This year, Orlando Brown has been anything but easy money this year at times. He's struggled a little bit, particularly against really athletic guys. Andrew Wiley on the other side for the price tag and for the role, he's been okay. But for a Chiefs offensive line that's probably a top five unit, I want to say, in the NFL, the tackle spots have not been very good. So that, I think, head and shoulders above everything else, it's got to be the Chiefs' offensive line against the Eagles' defensive line.
KIN Sports, I am Fulton.
John Deere utility tractors from Prairie Land Partners are the perfect match for any chore on your property, farm, or ranch. These tractors are the ideal blend of versatility and value. From working livestock to snow removal, for hay producers, municipalities, and property owners, these tractors bring the power and versatility so you can haul, mow, bale, feed, and maintain your property. Visit them online or stop by any Prairie Land Partners location to test drive one today.
Delivering the right solution. Prairie Land Partners.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at pestworld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and...
One in every two U.S. adults has hypertension, also known as high blood pressure. Yet most people who have hypertension don't have it under control. Having hypertension puts you at a risk for heart disease and stroke, which are the leading causes of death in the U.S. February is American Heart Month, which brings awareness to the need to focus on your cardiovascular health. Talk with your healthcare provider and seek routine medical care to monitor your heart health and overall health. This message is brought to you by Norton County Hospital and Medical Clinic, where our team is with you at any stage of life.
On Super Bowl Sunday.
Be caller number 5 for your chance to win a Super Bowl party for 10. Call now.
On Super Bowl Sunday.
Kansas Agriculture Network Markets.
Good day, everyone. I'm Slade Wiley. Right now, let's get a check of the weather.
Early this morning, some showers were ongoing in southeastern Kansas. Our next storm system, now currently in New Mexico, is going to be rapidly lifting northeast, moving into northeastern Oklahoma and Arkansas by later on tonight. Moisture and rain will wrap around that system by early to late afternoon and increase for us across central and eastern Kansas. And then later on this evening and overnight, a quick changeover possible to rain and then wet snow, mainly to the east of the Flint Hills, and we may see anywhere from a half inch to an inch of accumulation on grassy surfaces. Another system quickly moves in on Thursday that could bring us some light snow, a dry weekend though ahead. In northwestern Kansas today, sunny with a high in the mid-40s, partly cloudy today in north central Kansas with a high near 50, and in northeast Kansas, sunny early with rain this afternoon, our high in the upper 40s. Southwestern Kansas, dry today with a high in the low 50s. South central Kansas, rain increasing throughout the afternoon with a high in the mid-40s. Rain in southeast Kansas with a high 45. I'm meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Thank you very much, Dan Holliday, with that check of the weather. Live cattle spent some time in positive territory yesterday, but could not hold those slight gains. Feeder cattle followed a similar pattern, unable to penetrate technical resistance. Hogs were very negative for a time, but managed to close in the positive territory. Looking to grains, March corn is trading up 1.5 cents early this morning in quiet winter weather trading, staying slightly above the 100-day average at $6.74 ahead of Wednesday's WASDE report. March soybeans trading up 11 cents early this morning, along with a $5.50 rebound in March soybean meal, while bean oil is slightly higher. Finally, March Kansas City wheat is trading up 8 cents early, near its highest prices in a month, and getting close to the $9 mark, a price that hasn't been seen in over 2 months. You're listening to the Kansas Ag Network.
Are you among the millions of Americans living with chronic pain? If so, you may think prescription opioids are the solution. The truth is, the benefits of opioids are limited. Opioids only mask the pain. Opioids also come with serious side effects, ranging from nausea to withdrawal symptoms to overdose.